Occupational therapy sounds like it might be for people struggling with the jobs that are physically demanding, repetitive, or stressful, like roofers, carpet layers, hairstylists, or factory workers. But that is not what we are talking about today. We are talking about occupational therapy in home care, or OT. Joining us for this three-part series is Nicole Fetterman, an occupational therapist with Upland Hills Health. This is the Inspire Health podcast from Upland Hills Health. I'm your host, Caitlin White. So let's start with what we are covering today, Nicole. What is occupational therapy in home care?
Okay, occupational therapy in home care, I wanted to say, is sometimes confusing to people who don't have any experience with it. We get them saying, I don't work anymore. Why would I need occupational therapy? But home care, OT, is very client-centered. It's a very holistic setting, one of the most holistic settings that I've worked in the last 24 years. It provides us the unique opportunity to work with the individual in their natural and familiar environment. So when people ask me what home care OT is in home care, I say it can be defined as the occupation of life. It's the job of living. OTs are very adept in assisting individuals who are challenged by these everyday activities, such as washing, bathing, cooking. The activities that allow the individual to stay in their home for as long as possible and in the community without putting them at risk.
So let's dive into that a bit more. What can this type of OT do for me?
Occupational therapy plays a critical role in returning an individual to their prior level of function. So being safe at home is absolutely crucial for you and your loved one. OTs assess an individual's routine, their home environment, usage of assistive devices such as a cane, a walker, a wheelchair, a tub bench, a bed rail, and then the capacity to move around safely within the house with or without that device. We assess the patient's cognition and safety and care requirements. So then based on the assessment that we do, we develop a plan of care with goals that focus on improving function, safety, and quality of life. So we work on in areas such as self-care, everyday tasks of dressing, grooming, bathing, managing our meal prep, cooking too, the safety of cooking, cleaning, our pet care, and then caregiver training, as well as leisure activities and work pursuits. And that's just to name a few, because it is about the occupation of life. So when working with an individual in these areas, we focus on education, training in the home safety management, fall prevention by assessing day-to-day tasks, as I described, and we provide a variety of those strategies and approaches to improve that safety and well-being of the person, as well as their family, training the family and their friends, lending caregiver support at home. We also help determine what appropriate adaptive devices or medical equipment for the individual's optimal independence to be able to remain in their home.
Well, I'd love to hear more about those devices. What do you mean when you say adaptive or durable medical equipment?
Okay. I can describe that like dressing aids, such as a reacher or a button hook for someone that doesn't have that fine motor dexterity to button their shirt, or they can't bend to place their pants over their feet. Grab bars and the position of grab bars, such as in the shower or the bathroom. Those are big places where we recommend a lot of those things. Shower equipment, such as a tub transfer bench or a seat, something as simple as a long-handled sponge or a handheld shower head, and some other transfer aids are like bed rails and toilet risers. Each individual requires varying levels of support. So when it comes to performing these daily tasks, whether it be by the use of that adaptive equipment or caregiver assistance, for example, a person may be able to dress, bathe, and cook for themselves,